Situational awareness. Assess. Whether it is for Krav Maga, real self-defense situations, or just life, we always need to be situationally aware and assess, reassess, and assess some more. This ensures that at any given moment, we are making the correct decision based on the information we currently have. Short of being clairvoyant, it is unlikely that you'll ever have all the information to make the perfect decision in a situation. Yet, we still must make a decision. When it comes to self-defense, that decision needs to be fast, all while processing every factor in our environment. The use of force decision tree, managing our fight-flight-freeze mechanisms, and attempting to act before our assailants. To our current knowledge, humans have not developed superpowers. Therefore, the best way we can make the best decision is, as mentioned, to constantly assess for new information. In a self-defense scenario, we have to rely on our senses and experience to collect as much information as we are able. Sight. Can you see another assailant? Can you see a weapon? Can you see a clear exit path to safety? Sound. Can you hear another assailant? Can you hear police coming? Can you hear gunfire? Touch. Can you feel the assailant resisting more or less? Do you feel you have control of their body or are you losing it? Can you feel an injury? Smell. Can you smell fire? Can you smell the release of toxic chemicals? Balance. Do you still have good balance? Is your balance compromised due to trauma or alcohol and substance use, etc.? There are degrees of subtlety to your senses, and you should not limit yourself to just the above examples when assessing, though they are most likely the ones you will rely on during a self-defense scenario. At any point, a scenario can go from fine, safe, to not fine, dangerous. Maybe you had the situation handled with one person, as you effectively deployed stage 2 self-defense, de-escalation, and talked the person down. But their friend showed up and their confidence increased, which made them and their friend more aggressive. Now the situation is quickly moving from bad to worse. If you fail to assess correctly and avoid, run, or preemptively strike, you may find yourself at the end of a sucker punch or a stab. Often, new students become so fixated on the application of techniques in training that they forget the need to adapt in the moment based on new information. For example, a common mistake for beginners is forgetting to disengage and create space even after they have clearly lost control of the situation. Instead, they continue to struggle for control, even though the tactile information, sense of touch, has told them that they can no longer safely control their opponent. This is because they know they are supposed to gain control by moving through the situation's appropriate ranges, but they forget that new information has changed the strategy from attack to avoid. Whether you are a new student or an experienced fighter, failure to accept new information from constantly reassessing the situation as it unfolds can mean going from a successful violent encounter to an unsuccessful one. So remember, assess, but don't take too long to make a decision, as after all, hesitation could mean death. In truth, a successful violent encounter is to avoid it in the first place. In the absence of this possibility, a successful one could be considered any one in which you escape alive, with minimal damage to yourself or loved ones.